morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here on this fine spring morning. And like the boys said, there's just a lot of optimism and hope. And when nice weather springs up like this, it's a real blessing. Now, this morning, I'd like to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I was going to read a couple verses and talk about it. 2 Corinthians 9, verses, I'm just going to read 1 through 3. It says, "Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready." What I wanted to bring out here was verse 2, where it says, "Your zeal has stirred up the majority." Here, Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he's saying that they have something here that's affecting someone else. They have a zeal that's stirring up a majority of people. They had some good works, and they were willing. I think it was they were getting a gift ready for someone. I'm not even sure who it was, but to the point where Paul could even boast of them to this other church. He said, you know, what about this church over here? They're all happy to give gifts. You know, maybe he was trying to help out another church, and this other church started to get stirred up by this. And I just wanted to talk about being an example this morning, how the things we do affect the people around us. These Bible characters, Paul, for example, the example he set is still affecting people thousands of years after he died. You know, that's quite a legacy to be able to do something to the point where when you die, it's like you haven't died. You know, in a way, you keep living, affecting those that hear about you. You know, it could be grandchildren or great-grandchildren or friends, you know. You can affect them even after you die. And just wanted to say there's people are watching us whether we like it or not. There's people observing us in every aspect of life. Anytime we leave our house, even in our house, when we wake up in the morning, our children see how we wake up. They see if we wake up grumpy every morning and just kind of complaining about the weather or complaining about this and that, breakfast wasn't quite on time or whatever. People are watching us. And, you know, we are responsible in part for the people that we're around. We're responsible partly for their souls, just because we can affect the decisions they make for good or bad. And just to give an example of this, I wanted to tell you a little story of when I was probably, 17 or 18. I had made friends with one of the rowdier boys at school, and my parents weren't really excited about this friendship. They kind of, you know, just warned me a little bit about it. But I really liked him, and we did a lot of things together. And one day we went out to town together, and he had bought some alcohol, and I knew my parents would be totally against this. But because he had some, he gave me some, you know, and we just were driving around drinking, you know. It's just kind of shocking, maybe. But he influenced me to do that. You know, if he would have not done it, I wouldn't have done it. And I'm not blaming him. There's a time you have to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do that. But on the other hand, I could have been an example to him and say, you know what, I think I'm going to pass. I think we'll just, you know, I'd rather not. Maybe he wouldn't have drank that day either, you know. So the things we do just really affect the people around us. You know, what we say to other people is a lot less important than what we do. You know, they're seeing what we're doing. And that's going to affect them a lot more than what we say. And I just had the thought, you know, if there's do you want to change someone? Is there somebody you'd like to change? You know, don't go and just tell them. Don't try to manipulate them. The best way to change somebody is just be the change that you'd like to see in them. And that's not, you know, you don't do it because you want, you know, that's not the object of changing them. You don't want to just say, okay, I'm gonna be good just to try to get them to change. You just be good, and you know, they might see it and change, and if they don't, well, it's okay, it's their decision. But we can teach and show people a lot by just our attitudes and our actions on an everyday basis, just as we go to work. Just try to set a good example. You know, our friends and our brothers are watching us, and we can all help each other climb, or we can all affect each other to go down the road we don't want to go. I just want to encourage us. Lord bless you all.